Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, March the 2nd. It's National Old Stuff Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. Last time I was there, they had a suit of armor for sale at the entrance. I asked the guy, how much does that cost? And he replied, $2,500. I was shocked. I said, for a knight? He said, no, I get to keep it forever.
I actually got that joke, which means it has to be Wednesday. If it was Monday, it would have been.
As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A beautiful Wednesday indeed. Currently 2 degrees, working our way up to a high of 3 today under a mix of sun and clouds. Chance of flurries later in the day. Cooler day tomorrow, but it'll warm up again as we head into the weekend. And on National Old Day Stuff, let's give a random daily shout out to antique cast iron candelabras. You know, they start off really heavy, and then they get lighter when you put the candles in. Meek's still thinking.
Well, National Old Stuff Day gives notice to all the old stuff that it might be on its way and encourages us to try something new. Now, maybe not all the old stuff, like some old stuff, like us, is okay. You know, you get really sentimental. As you get, you know, Paul's hit the finish line, Lane and Rohini are close, I'm past the finish line. You know, we don't want to achieve immortality through our work, though. We want to achieve immortality by not dying.
What?
It's not that I'm afraid to die, though. I just don't want to be there when it happens. But you know you're getting old when you get that one candle on the cake and everybody says, hey, let's see if you can blow this one out.
Still keep your teeth in your mouth.
Good golly. Well, and once you hit your 70s, I'm told, if your body were a car, you would trade it in for a new model for sure. Every time you cough, sneeze, or sputter, your rad leaks and your exhaust backfires. Let's listen to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I think we got a great Beatles tune for this one.
So today we're going to go with the Staples Singers. Have you guys ever heard of the Staples Singers?
Oh, yeah.
They greet you when you go to the store.
So they're a pretty old group. They're a family, led by the dad, actually. And you might have heard of Mavis Staples. She was part of that. She became her own sort of solo artist later on. Actually, I'm going to go see her, hopefully, later this year. One of my first concerts since 2019, my God.
Yeah.
But anyway, so when I think of sort of, we're talking about old school today, Staples Singers is sort of old school gospel rhythm and blues sound. That kind of sound that harkens back to, I don't know, like that family blending and harmonization. Beautiful, beautiful sound from that family. And the song that we're focusing on today is called Uncloudy Day. And I feel like it's so appropriate because today is actually a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Just a smattering of clouds across the sky. But it says, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. And they tell me of a home far away. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. They tell me of an uncloudy day. The land of cloudless days. The land of an unclouded sky. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. They tell me of an uncloudy day. Uncloudy day. So I love that. It's a beautiful song, a beautiful sentiment. And so, yeah, that's it. Just made me feel good to listen to that song today. And sometimes the older songs, they have such, like when I used to sing in my choir, we sing a lot of Negro spirituals. And I'm telling you, when all 40, 50 of us were blended together, you literally felt something different happen. It's like the song itself brings you back and brings in an energy into the room. I don't know if you've ever heard Negro spiritual sung like in a cathedral, in a church, by a choir, but it's something unique. You literally feel the spirit in that space. So I think of songs like Uncloudy Day, and I think it brings that same energy. So, you know, take that today. Take what you will from it. I'm going to enjoy the beautiful sky and a beautiful day. That's my pick.
You awesome. Gotta give us a piece.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
I'm ready to clap.
Don't worry. One of these days. Listen, I like to keep you guys surprise. On your toes, man.
And the music has to be experienced live. Right? It's got to be live to get the full effect. All right. So the Staple Singers added to the playlist. And let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Today, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. They had a couple of really old rescue dogs for sale. They were a very rare breed. So I asked the guy, I said, you know, do you have any idea what they would fetch if they were in good condition? He said, sticks. what have you got for us today, Venturo?
Ladies, it's like you're looking into the future and then thinking about the book that I'm going to recommend today. It's a book by Cynthia Rayland. It's called The Old Woman Who Named Things. And it's a very interesting story. It's about the old woman who named things, like her car, her bed. She has outlived so many of her friends, and she makes the rule not to name anything that might last for the rest of her life. She meets a dog and gradually befriends him, but never gives him a name. When the dog disappears and she has to go rescue him from a pound, she ultimately breaks her rule and gives the dog a name. And the name is Lucky. And she welcomes the dog into her life. So it's a great short read. Did my research this time. Go check it out. The Old Woman Who Names It by Cynthia Rayland, right? So check that out, guys. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Right. Does Lucky like... never mind. No mention of Deep. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't you wish you could do that? Watch out. The dog will bite. Anyway. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how you doing today?
Losing my mind and trying to find my soul.
Hey, you've been with the right group. We can help with that. And if you want to color your soul, let's go down to the warehouse. Well, today you'll earn very valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember that bonus bucks are awarded each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We've got a $3 carry forward from last week. And I do have three questions in my hand about antiques, brought to you by the local antique store that's filled with people, Sandy Shore's Retirement Home. Question number one, what is a verge escapement? Matt Schulman.
It's 3 hours of my life that I'll never get back because I went on a deep dive learning about mechanical clocks. Thanks for that.
$3, $3. It's principal by Nick.
Make that 3 hours and 90 seconds. I'm not really sure, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the verge escapement, coming from the Latin verga, means stick or rod. And it's the earliest known type of mechanical escapement, which is the mechanism in a mechanical clock that controls its rate by allowing the gear to train events to in regular intervals or ticks. Even though the origin is unknown, verge escapements were used from the late 13th century to the mid-19th century in clocks and pocket watches. I'm not really sure, but I'm guessing that's what it is. That, or it's the latest installment in the Mission Impossible saga. Verge escapement.
You're pretty close. You're pretty close.
Yeah, I just think it's shot in the dark.
Oh, gosh. Yes, real clocks, not digital clocks. $6 for that beautiful response. Question number two, when choosing an antique dealer, what question should you always ask first? Vice Principal Botnick.
Are you a cop?
I think we'd comfortably go a dollar a word there. Matt Schulman.
You ask, hey, old man, are you strong enough to distribute the cards? antique dealer.
Yeah. All right, we're a little slow on the
update
there.
I got patience.
I think we're going to go $6 for confounding the audience. Okay, hold on. The questions went to sleep there. Blah, 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 blah. Question number three. All right. If you had two antique chairs that were almost identical, what's a good way to determine which one of them is more valuable? Matt Tillman.
The one that doesn't break when I sit in it.
Yeah, that's for five. Vice Principal Botnick.
See, I would check the price tag, then go with the one that's actually cheaper. The more expensive one would be for sure marked up to make you think that it's worth more, but it's really the less expensive one that would possess the true antique-y value. At least that's what my aunt always says.
Ah, very clever. A little bit of reverse psychology there. That's $5. 10, 20, 32. That includes our carryover, $32. All right, we're going to have a good time at the Zeller's restaurant today. Well done, everybody. That brings us to Wednesday's word.
Well, before I get to the word, I just, you know, all this talk about old stuff, it reminded me of old presidents, old men. And then did you see the story that Trump didn't even know where Ukraine was when being briefed by his national security advisor? That made me think about, hey, Google Earth. That's my word. And that, word. And I thought, no, I can't use that. That's old. And then I thought, okay. You know what happened to me recently? Just sort of co-related to that? Well, I happened to bump into a very old friend who sold me an antique globe. What a small world.
I can get $2 to add to Venturo's, and I think when you give my Tamika migraine, there's an extra dollar in there. That's $35 at the Zeller's restaurant. Well, that is it for us on this Wednesday, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. A quick note, a couple of happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Sassy, who's a daily listener. So that needs to be recognized. And happy birthday to Peter, who is definitely not a daily listener. have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.